This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yeshaya, Ben Rabbi David Chaim Goldberg, Zeichel Bevracha.
Yud Beis Shvat, Monday the 17th of January, Rabbi Chaim Shmal, Mr. Elliot Ugliman.
Tarnas, Daf Dalad, Omud Aleph. I won't find it in bed, so. The Omar Ravashi called Talmud Chochem Sheino Kosher Kabarzel. Any Talmud Chochem who's not iron hard, Eino Talmud Chochem, he does not count as a Talmud Chochem. Shnema, Uchapatish Yafoitzei Sela, Apostle Yirmiyo, just as the hammer smashes the Sela, splinters it. That's what a Talmud Chochem must be, as hard as iron that he can smash up the rocks. Otherwise, there's no Talmud Chochem. Omalei Rav Abba Rav Ashi, Atun Mehosom Mas Nisu Lo, you quote the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Anon Mehochem Mas Nisu Lo. We in Eretz Yisrael have a different limud for the same thing. Dirsev, there's a Pasuk in Sedra Ekev, Eretz Asher Avoneho Barzel. Moshe was telling Lidin, you're going to a wonderful land, the stones are iron, Al Tikre Avoneho Elo Boineho. Don't understand it as Avoneho stones. Stones can't be Barzel. Either it's stone or it's Barzel. It can't be both. So what's Chat Avoneho Barzel? Elo Boineho, the builders. The builders are Talmid Chachomim. Talmid Chachomim must be Kosher Kabarzel. And if you're not Kosher Kabarzel, you are no Talmud Chochem. That's the Gemara on Daf Dalet Omud Aleph. Now at the bottom of Daf Kaf Omud Aleph, you have a story. Masa Shabo Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon, or some Gassel Shimon Loza, Memigdal Gedoyer, a story about this Tana who was coming from Migdal Gedoyer, Mibeis Rabbi from the house of his Rebbe. If it was Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon, we know his Rebbe was Rabbi Meir. If it's Rabbi Shimon Loza, I don't know. V'hoya rochel al chamoich, he was riding a donkey, umetayil al sfas noho, and he was having a pleasant stroll on the banks of the river. V'somach simcha gidoilo, he was very happy. V'hoysa dato gasolo, he felt proud of himself. Why? Mifnei shalomad toiro harbe. He'd learnt a lot of Torah, that man, he'd learnt a lot of Torah. Now coming home for Bein Hazmanim, he felt elated. Now, that is how it should be, actually. A person should be happy at his achievement in Torah. However, the Rebbe Shimon said that he's going a little too far with his elation. He met a man extremely ugly. Now you know where half the title comes from. Well, how do I know his name was Elliot? Well, come on, tell me. Well, obviously, it was Eliyahu HaNavi. Why not?
Not ugly.
Pardon?
Not ugly.
Why not? It was Eliyahu HaNavi in disguise of an extremely unattractive-looking man to take him down a peg. Listen. Omaloi, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. So Mr. Ugly Man says, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. He didn't answer. Omar said, Reiko, tell me. Kalamuk means, it's an expression of a surprise. Kalamuk, who are, oh, so how ugly this man is. And he says, Shemo kol b'nei yechot mechu arim kamoicho, are all your townspeople as ugly as you are? Omar Loi, so he said to him, any other, I don't know, can't answer that question. Ella, but, leich v'emoyer le'uman shosani, go and complain to the architect who designed me, Kama Makur Keli Zeshio Siso, how ugly is this vessel you created? That was Eliyahu HaNavi's answer to this criticism of the man who was not very handsome. Kim Sheyoda Ba'asma Shachoto. Once Rabbi Loza realized he'd done a grievous sin, insulted the church, he can't help it if he's not distracted. That's the Rebbeinu Shem's decision, isn't it? Yoram and Hachamoy, he got off his donkey, v'nishtateach lefonov, and prostrated himself in front of this man. V'omaloi, na nesiloch, I insulted you, v'choyli, please be moichel me for the insult. V'omaloi, no, eini moichel lecho, achetelech le'umet shosani, I will not be moichel unless you go to my architect, who created me. V'omaloi, you must say to the Rebbeinu Shem, kama mechua kevizeh shosisa. Oh, you matai lacho. So, the Tana was walking behind this man, Aji Hagila Iroi, until he came to his home city, the Tana's home city. Yotsu u b'nei Iroi likrosai. So the b'nei Iroi came to welcome him. Vayoyvim lo sholem aleichem, Rebbe, Rebbe, Meiri, Meiri. They greeted him as one greets a Talmud Chochem. Omar Ohem, so Mr. Ugly Man says to them, Lemiyatim koyim Rebbe, Rebbe. Who is this man who you're addressing as Rebbe? Omar Loi, Mzeh shemutai lachecho, the man walking behind you. Omar Ohem, Imzeh Rebbe. If he's a Rebbe, Al yarbu kamoisa b'Yisrael. We don't need too many of this sort. Omar Loi, so he said, Neimad, you're shocked. Tana, heilig Tana, and you say we don't want people like this. Omar Loi, after he came. You should be Moichel. Show them God al Batayla. Who's the Lord al Batayla? Omulahem, alright, a deal. Bishvilchem harini Moicheloi. For the covered at Tzibur, I'll be Moichelim. Bilvad shiloi yehei rogel lasaris came. But you should never do a thing like that again. You can be pretty sure that Rabbi Loza learned his lesson. He's not going to insult people anymore. Miyad nichnes Rabbi Loza b'Rabbi Shimon. So he went into the Bisamerish for Dorash. Le'oilam yehei odam rach kakono. A person should always be as pliable as a reed. Ve'al yehei kosho ke'erez. Not be as hard as a cedar wood. And he adds, ulefikach, zocha kono little himenu kumis. In the olden days, the sofrim used reeds. Lichter vol sefer toilet tefillin u'mezuzos. But with a lump of wood, hard, soft wood, you can't make a pen. A pen has to be pliable. It's like reeds or turkey feathers or goose feathers or metal. You can make metal pliable. But wood doesn't go. Right. End of story. Freik the toilets me ma bomba kasha. On daft aledot, do we say he's got to be kosha kabarza. And here he says, not even kosher ke'eres. Now, you know, wood is not nearly as hard as iron. So if you can't be as hard as wood, you've got to be as pliable as a reed. So how can you be a kosher kebaza? That's the toilet mimus kasher. And you can look it up. It's on the post we just quoted in Eitev. Eres hasher b'neho barzel. He quotes the Gemara of Daf Dalet. He quotes the Gemara of Kah. Freiter a kasher. And he gives an answer. In my very humble opinion, I don't see the kasha. The kasha heitzach nishlam losach nishlam. The two Gemaras are talking about two different aspects of Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara of Daf Dalet is talking about halacha. If a Talmud Chacham is convinced this is the halacha, no amount of pressure on earth can sway him. And if it does, he's Tatino Talmud Chochem. He must be kosher kabazo, totally inflexible. The Talmud Chochem is convinced. I'm not saying you mustn't be flexible in the first part. Of course you have to. You have to say who's Mati, who Asas, who's Matai, who's Matama. But once the Talmud Chochem has concluded, Tohor, Tomei, Muta, Osa, Kosher, Trefer, that's it. And if he yields to pressure, Mishka Talmud Chochem. The story in Daf Kaf is Ben Odom Lechaveiroi. The Tana met, whether he was Eliyahu in disguise or Nebuchadnezzar who was crippled and this deformed. You have to treat these people with the greatest of sympathy and kindness. And be taka rach kakono. You have to treat them with kid gloves. These people, it hurts them to be like that. So ben odom lechaveiroi, you have to be rachke kono. Ben odom lemokai, you have to be kosher kabazo. I'll tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a Briska Rav, Rav Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik Halevi. He was a Rav in Brisk. And he got a call from the Shoichet, will you please come to the abattoir? I shechted an ox and we have a shayla. So he went, he looked at it, and I believe, I can't prove it, but I believe the shayla was like this. Like human beings, oxen have a spleen. A spleen. Now, if there is a hole in the spleen, that is the animal, bulls fight each other with their horns, and they've got a ruptured spleen, it's trefa. Depends where, but it's trefa. What happens if you can tell that the animal's born like that? What now? So, all the achronim say it's kosher, except for one, the shach. Shach says it's trefa. So, the Rav examined this so-called injury, shaila, problem, cholim, like, and he said, it's trefa. Then he said to the butcher, how much do you lose by my declaring the animal trefa? He said, 10 rubles. So the Rav took out 10 rubles from his wallet, ladder, compensation. Thank you very much, Rav. The Rebbetzin gets to hear of it. She goes, Louis, she says, what's the matter, she said. If the bull is trefa, you didn't write the Shulchan Aruch, it's not your fault. Your job is just to interpret the Shulchan Aruch. If it's trefa, it's trefa. Elomai, it's kosher. If it's kosher, why say it's trefa? Yeah, if it's kosher, you say trefa, you have to compensate. But why do that? He says, I'll tell you what he said. All the achronim are machshir. Some of them, it's kosher. But I don't have the guts to fight the shach. So because I lack courage and get fight the shach, the butcher should lose? So I had to pay him compensation. Oh, that is the pshat. Kosher kabavzel, when it comes to halacha. As the shach zuk trefe is trefe. Let the taz and all the achoyim say kosher, the shach zuk trefe is trefe. But strictly speaking, it's kosher. So why should the butcher lose because of my lack of courage to fight the shach? Nada, 10 rubles. That's kosher kabavzel, and Rach Ke'erez all at the same time. Now, any questions? Don't be shy. Mr. Ugly Man is ready to answer any questions. Now, in this week's Sidra, we have the Aseres Hadibros. And as you know, came down on two Luchos, and Rashi tells us that they were equal in size. Each ruach was exactly half an amma, an amma by one amma and half an amma thick. If you put them together, they would form a cube of one of what?
One amma.
One cubic amma. That's right, yeah. Now, how many tfochim are there to the amma? Six. So what's the six times six? Six cubed is what?
64.
Yeah, what is it?
216.
Is that right? No. 6 times 36, 6 threes are 18. It's 216. Now, in last week's Sedran, the Shalach, we have three consecutive psukim, each one of exactly 72 words, no more and no less. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, the 72, that is remus to the Shem of Iron Base. And it's with this Shem came the Kriya Siyamsuf. I'll explain the track a bit. Yeah, so what do we learn from the fact that the Luchos were exactly the same? Shtulim Heim. That on the first side you have five mitzvahs ben odom lemokoy, on the other side you have five mitzvahs ben odom lechaveiroi, melamed shtulim heim. One could even add the following. There are 620 letters in the Aseres Hadibros. But on the side of Ben Odom Lamokoim, there are very many more than there are on the other side. There are only 95 on the second, and there are 629. I can't remember it this morning, I'm too tired. Anyway, it's 620 minus 95 on the other side. So, in theory, the writing on the second Luach, between Ben Odom Lachaveiro, is much bigger. Perhaps it's necessary to stress. We have to stress to us, yeah, fine, Torah mitzvahs, aber Ben Odom Lachaveiro darf euch jetzt sein. There are two psukim which say more or less the same thing, but not quite. There's the pasuk in Voschanon, chapter Vav, pasuk Yud Ches. Ve'osisa hayoshar v'hatoiv ve'enei Hashem. It's quoted in and the Marim Mokim is Dvorim Zayin, which is a printing mistake. It's Dvorim Vav Yudches. Yosisa Hayoshar V'Hatoiv Ve'Enei Hashem. And later on in Sedra A, Yud Beis Kafches. Here we are. Yud Beis Kafches. Kisase hatoiv v'hayoshar. Now, why has the Torah switched toiv and yoshar hatoiv? So the answer is, well, you can't answer that question. You have to first know what's the difference between yoshar and toiv. The answer, says the Malbim, is yoshar is ben odom lechaveiroi, and toiv is ben odom lemokan. Now, if we accept that, I'm sure we all do, then we've got a problem. But still, why switch them around? What's the answer? So, Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Omed Aleph, the Gemara says, wherever you try to switch is, Melamed Shishkulim Hay. If you always have one foot before the other, that shows that one is better, comes first, takes precedence. But if the Torah first of all puts Yoshar and Toiv, then Toiv Yoshar, then you know Melamed Shishkulim Hay. Now, where else do we get such a Rashi, a Shvei Rashi? Oh, by Moshe and Aaron, Rashi says that once it puts Moshe first and once it puts Aaron first, Melamed Shishkulim Hay. But Rabbi Isa, Ichaba, Shveir, Kashi on that Rashi. What's my Kasha? Pardon? And what else? Yes, quite right. What else? When Miriam said that, we also know him. Why did she get a Misha Beda from the Rabbi Mishael? How dare you compare yourself and Aaron to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because based in them, you're miles away from his Madrega. So what does Rashi mean? So the Malvim says like this. Hu Aharon u'Moshe Asher Oma Hashem Lohem Hoitziu es Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Next posuk. Heim Hamadabrim al Paro Melech Mitzrayim Hu Moshe v'Aharon. So he says like this. The Yidden was suffering from a slave mentality. They would keep on saying, let's go back. Slave mentality, being brainwashed into slavery. Who is more likely to succeed in getting them out of the slave mentality? You know, who was it? Aaron or Moshe? It was Aaron. Aaron was nearer in Madrega to the people. He was more Me'uriv in Abriyas. Not Shnei Shteitoch, he was Oyev Sholem, Oyev Sholem. More so, when Aaron died, Vayifkosh, Kol Benas, Bnei Yisrael, Moshe. It wasn't like that. Aaron was nearer to the people. And who was the person who had to bully Paro into letting the Eden go? That was Moshe. Alright, Aaron was his spokesman, interpreter, that's what it says here. Who Aaron Moshe? Asher Omer Hashem Lem Hoitzius Bnei Yisrael. get the Yidden out of Meretz Yisrael. Get them out of the mentality of slavery. That's Aaron comes before Moshe. But Hamad Abram El Paroi, who's that? Who, Moshe or Aaron? Because there Moshe took the initiative and Aaron played second fiddle. So that is a Pshat Shkulim. To get the Yidden out, they had to have two Inyonim. Get the slave mentality out of Eden, get Paro to relent. So, to get Paro to relent, it was Moshe who was first, and to get the Eden out was Aaron. So, Mamele Shkulim. That's why, in this particular task, they were equal. The Moshe Feinstein also has a different shot. He says, because each one put all his effort into it. And that is why Shkulim. And one of my Baba Batim, Rabbi Marcel Walden, he said, that's why it doesn't say Shovim. Shovim would mean equal. And they were. Shkulim means that they weighed the same. It means the effort they put into it, were the same. Now to say, so we still have a few minutes. Yeah. At the beginning of the Sidra, it says that Tzipora came with Moshe's two sons, Shem Ho Echad Eliezer, Shem Ho Echad Gershom, and Shem Ho Echad Eliezer. Now that's a bit strange. Normally you'd expect to say Veshem Hashemi. Why does it say Shem Ho Echad? There's a long midrash about this, but there's no time for that. Now, I just want to say something very simple in the name of the Malbim, and that is this. There's another kasha. What did he call his first son? Geir Shem. Geir Ho Yisi, Be'eretz Nochiyah. Well, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisai, that the second was called Eliezer Hatzileni Memcher of Paroi. There wouldn't be a Gershom if not Hatzileni Memcher of Paroi. Surely he should have called the first one Eliezer. Because Shmuch has saved me Memcher of Paroi. Call him Eliezer. So the answer is like this. You've heard of Interpol. Don't think it's a modern invention. Paroi had it. And when Moshe Rabbeinu escaped from the executioner, he wasn't certain of his life at all. Paroi sent out feelers all over. Where? Arrest this man! Had a picture of Moshe on the placard. Arrest this man! Wanted a large reward for his arrest. So wherever Moshe was, in Midian or Cush, as the Medrash says, he did not feel safe. Never know any minute Paroi's agents may nab him. So, he couldn't call him Eliezer Ke Ovi Be'ezri, because he's not at all sure of Ke Ovi Be'ezri. However, so he called his first son Gershom. However, after the birth of Gershom, he was looking after Yisrael's sheep, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to him with a mission, and he said, "Ki mesu kol anoshim hamavakshim es nafshecha." Ah, so now I'm safe. Now he calls him Elokei Ovi Be'ezri. Now I can call him Eliezer Ki Elokei Ovi Be'ezri. Now I'm safe. But the Bon Shom Tzug is out. Memeila zok the Malbim is azoy. When Gersha was born, his first son, he was living in fear and dread of Paroi's agents. When Eliezer was born, he got the Besoira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save the Kimeza Kolon. That's a completely new start. It's not a continuation. It's a new situation. Up to now he was scared of Paroi. Now he's a free man. So that's why it says Shem Ho'echot. He's the first one born in the new situation.